This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed confidence that India's defense exports will reach 50,000 crore rupees by 2030. He was speaking at the Marathwada Atmanirbhar Bharat Ki Raksha Bhumi dialogue session at Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar in Maharashtra yesterday. Highlighting the achievements of the Modi government, Mr. Singh pointed out a remarkable 40-fold increase in defense exports during the current administration's tenure. He informed that in 2014, India's defense exports stood at around 600 crore rupees, which today surged to 24,000 crore rupees. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said electronic manufacturing has increased 5 times in the last 10 years. Talking to reporters at Manesar in Gurugram of Haryana, Mr. Vaishnav said there has been a big jump in the electronics manufacturing sector because of the Make in India initiative. He said the electronics export has also increased 6 times in the last 10 years and it has crossed 3 lakh 25,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav added, electronics manufacturing today is employing around 25 lakh persons.
दस वर्षों में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग 5 times बढ़ी है और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के एक्सपोर्ट 6 times बढ़े। करीब 25 लाख लोग रोजगार में हैं इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स सेक्टर में। ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स की डिजाइन कैपेबिलिटीज में कई तरह के कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोडक्ट, टेलीकॉम के नेटवर्क इक्विपमेंट, AI कैमराज, ऑटोमोबाइल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स से रिलेटेड प्रोडक्ट, मेडिकल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स से रिलेटेड प्रोडक्ट, पावर इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के प्रोडक्ट, सिग्नलिंग एंड सिक्योरिटी सिस्टम्स के प्रोडक्ट, इन सब का डिजाइन मैन्युफैक्चर भारत में होने लगा है.
The country is all set to create history in its space journey as an international space mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, in the coming months. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be a part of the upcoming Axiom space mission X-4. Dr. Singh said the mission will mark the visit of first Indian ever to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over 4 decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. A book titled Sanskriti Ka Panchwa Adhyay, a compilation of speeches delivered by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on various occasions, was launched in New Delhi yesterday. The head of the Juna Akhada, Acharya Mahamandaleshwar Swami Avdaneshanand Giri, launched the book. Presiding over the event, Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh lauded Mr. Modi's efforts in preserving the country's culture, traditions, spiritual values and cultural heritage. Recalling key excerpts from the Prime Minister's speeches, he noted that the book serves as a curated collection that reflects Mr. Modi's commitment to cultural preservation and his vision for upholding India's timeless traditions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said 33 Naxalites have surrendered in Sukma district. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 11 Naxalites surrendered in Barasethi Panchayat of Sukma, making the Panchayat completely Naxal-free. Mr. Shah congratulated the security force personnel and Chhattisgarh police for this success in the Naxal-free India campaign. The result of the Joint Entrance Examination JEE Main Session 2 of this year will be declared today. The National Testing Agency, in a statement, said the result will be available at the JEE Main website, jeemain.nta.nic.in. The United States and Italy hailed the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor as one of the greatest economic integration and connectivity projects of this century. In a joint statement, they said the corridor will connect partners and stimulate economic development and integration from India to the Gulf, to Israel, to Italy, onward to the United States. In squash, Indian stars player Vee Chotrani, Anahat Singh and Akansha Salunkhe advanced to the semi-finals of the qualifying event Asia of the World Championship in Kuala Lumpur. Second-seeded Chotrani defeated home favourite Mohammad Sefik Kamal 9-11, 11-6, 11-6, 11-7 in the mains event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.